Hi Boyd's tip number 5, learn to use your eyes. Our eyes are our second most powerful tool of communication. If your belly's on fire for your subject, your eyes will tell the story. Let me put you in a strange land. You don't know the language, they don't know yours. You know how to articulate the story powerfully, but if they can't understand your words, your message is lost until your eyes and body tell the story. Make no mistake about this, eye-to-eye contact with your audience is powerful. The eyes really are the windows of the soul. As you speak, make eye contact with one person, then finish your sentence or thought. Let your eyes linger. Then look at another person. Make your contact 1 to 3 seconds. Talk to one person at a time. This is so much more effective than sweeping the masses casually or looking over their heads. This practice alone will make you far more personal, more intimate, more effective as a presenter. You will connect. Here's another tip. If you look at a large audience collectively, that sea of faces can really frighten you. But if you look at those faces one at a time, you'll see them as just plain people who are interested in you and want to connect with you. Tip number 6, use your face. The greatest bank account we have in human relations is absolutely free. It's a smile. Add your smile to penetrating eyes and expressive brows. With your eyes on fire and an intensely interesting face, you'll capture the attention of even the most calloused person. Your face is really like a television set. People are accustomed to watching a lot of action on that television screen. People will watch your face with more interest if there's color and energy in the picture. People will watch a television longer than they'll watch a radio. Your face can create entertaining excitement that enhances your presentation. Tip number 7, use the rest of your body parts too. After your eyes and your face comes the other important carrier of your message, the body. Add the power of your body by standing tall, using gestures. As a practice point, in Excellence in Speaking Institute, we suggest that when rehearsing, the participants overemphasize key areas, overemphasize gestures, pauses, energy, facial expressions. We explain that you won't make your actual presentation with that much boldness, but you will have expanded your comfort zone and will actually be using more of your tools. Make bold rather than timid gestures, and broad as well as subtle movement. Ty Boyd's tip number 8, maintain physical balance. A great part of centering is related to balance. There's a subtle difference in respect awarded those who stand tall with their weight equally balanced on both feet. You lose none of your warmth and appeal by standing tall. You gain stature and a sense of power. You know, earlier we talked about the importance of walking with a purpose. Reminder, don't wander aimlessly, pacing, creating a cadence of movement. This becomes monotonous and it wears down your audience, rendering you far less effective. The audience will not award you as much respect and trust if you wander. Stand still. Don't pace. Move when there is a purpose in doing so. Stand tall. Speak with authority. Ty's tip number 9, involve your audience. Be sensitive to the audience's needs. If there are 10 people in your audience, there are 10 different sets of needs. If possible, get to know your audience before you speak. He said, I do everything I can to arrive early in order to meet members of the audience. I learn their individual interests and weave them into my presentation. This makes the message so much more personal, and it also provides a measure of comfort for the presenter as well. Remember, balance your emphasis on both content and relationships, facts, and feelings. You must strive to answer the multitude needs of an audience. You can't be all things to all people, but you can create a balance of information, entertainment, and involvement for your audience. And Ty's tip number 10, and the most important rule of all, practice, practice, practice. Never take a speaking engagement lightly. If you're to do your best, you must practice, practice, and practice. It's not only what you say, but it's how you say it. Ask Michael Jordan how many hours he practiced for every minute on the court. Ask golfer Jack Nicklaus. Ask Mia Hamm, the great UNC All-American soccer star. Ask a star salesperson. Ask Barbara Jordan, Billy Graham, Lee Iacocca, Patricia Fripp, Zig Ziglar. The great practice. No exceptions. Sometimes our greatest presentations or our greatest opportunities to close the sale are done in a question and answer period. Here's the conclusion to that. When a question and answer period is appropriate, rehearse answering key questions just as diligently as you rehearsed your talk. This is particularly true if there's the possibility of controversy or really tough questions. Politicians know this. Industry leaders know this. Identify the four or five toughest questions that might be asked, then prepare. Prepare a rehearsed answer for each of them. Don't wait to practice on your audience. Practice long before the actual performance. And finally, a couple of odds and ends. Stimulants do not make you sharper. They are at best treacherous friends. No alcohol before speaking, ever. Off-color material, four-letter words are hardly ever necessary. They'll offend someone in your audience. Don't resort to cheap laughs, uneasy applause. The price is too great. And so Ty said, there you have my 10 powerful tips on how to make a powerful presentation to any size group, from 2 to 2,000. The skills are the same. Only the dynamics change with the size of the audience and the setting. Now all that remains for you is to use these tools in your next presentation. Adjust them. Try them out. Have trusted advisors view your efforts. Listen to their feedback and practice. Learning to be a better presenter and a better speaker is a money skill. You'll be personally rewarded for your efforts. There are few satisfactions that equal the feeling of having made an exciting and effective presentation. Ty Boyd said, I wish you many. You can. Do it.